it. It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, June 21st, 2018. Well, President Trump has, as they say, all over the media, they have caved. So conservatives and libertarians are talking about how he has caved on this issue. He's still going to enforce the border, but now they're going to house the parents with the children while they are being processed. And, of course, as we've reported many times, the individuals who are crossing will frequently use children as beards, use them to get out of jail earlier because they know that they won't be detained as long. So now that brings up a question is how are we going to house all these people? President Trump, interestingly enough, has said that we will start putting the families in military bases that are close by the borders. I find that to be incredibly interesting because I've said for a long time, President Trump has not only the duty, but the authority to use the military to protect our borders. And if he doesn't need the permission of Paul Ryan or Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell or anybody in Congress, if he doesn't need the Congress's declaration to go to war, and none of the presidents apparently do, then they don't need the Congress's approval to protect our border, to protect our country. That's presumably what the Department of Defense is for, but it's been used as the Department of War, the Department of Regime Change. Can't use it for defense. We can house the people in the military bases, but we can't take the military and put them at the border to stop the families from coming in. And most of these are not families. As we pointed out of the 12,000 that they were just recently talking about, only 2,000 of those, one-sixth of those, were parents with children. The rest of the children that came in of those 12,000 were sent in alone, and that means that they were either going with human traffickers, so parents abandoned them to human traffickers, or they were drug cartel members themselves, and we'll point that out. This has been going on for quite some time. Going back to 2014, 2015, they're talking about the fact that, hey, we keep seeing these same kids, 13, 14, 15 years old, coming all the time. They're trafficking drugs, they're trafficking people and so forth. They're working for MS-13, other gangs, other cartels. And so they started doing something about it. And the Washington Post had a problem with that. But these are kids. No, they're not. They're gang members. Oh, but their parents don't know where they are. Do their parents care that they're in a gang, a drug cartel? Do they know or care about that? They only get concerned when they disappear for a while because they're being detained for a few weeks by the U.S. Border Patrol. That's when the parents get concerned. And the media is concerned because some of these kids now, there's a lawsuit that some of these kids have been given drugs while they were there. Now, I don't agree with that, but do you realize that that is happening to our children in our schools? We turned our kids over to the schools voluntarily. I've got an article right here. We'll talk about this. School approves a program to give 13-year-old girls hormone-altering drugs without their parents' consent. Now, that's the newest twist on that. They've been giving them Ritalin and other things for the longest time to try to pacify them. And that's precisely what they're doing to some of these kids, these that they separate from the parents. They put them in detention. And, oh, they're making too much noise here, so let's get them under control. You know, the Pope is out there leading this charge as well. There was a video came out of Italy. It was a baptism ceremony, and the little child was crying. The baby was crying. The mother's holding the baby. And the priest, it's like, oh, no, be quiet, holding it, put his hands on either side of the face, and then finally he just gets fed up and it's like, bam, slaps the kid across the face. I'll play that for you as well. You know what? The Pope's got some problems inside his organization he needs to take care of. And the most amazing thing when I looked at this was the parents just kind of did nothing. Somebody came from off camera that was there to try to calm the priest down before he did anything else to this kid. The mom who's holding this, I can't imagine what my wife would have done if a priest had done that while she was holding a kid. I would have had to protect the priest from my wife. But the dad is doing nothing. He's standing there like, oh, I don't know what to do. Finally, he takes the kid away after the other woman comes over. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, June 21st, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about some of this that broke after the program was finished yesterday, all this back and forth about Peter Fonda. I've got a few things to say about that, but I want to talk about the background to this. What Peter Fonda and these other disgusting, vile individuals really represent. And that is the Babylon culture that has corrupted our nation. It is a cesspool of filth. And he's got a movie that is coming out this week. He wants to kidnap the president's son, lock him in a cage. With pedophiles, let me tell you something. You'd have to lock people in a cage to get them to go see his movie. That's about the only way you're going to get anybody to watch a Peter Fonda movie today. Big movie. It was going to open up in 5 theaters. This guy's so desperate for attention, but he got it, and maybe not in the way that he wants. And Sony Pictures, which was going to give his movie a big 5-screen opening. This is a guy who hasn't had a film that anybody recognizes or ever even heard of for over 50 years, Peter Fonda. And he only got that role in that film, Easy Rider, because his daddy was a big movie star. He's nothing. He's desperate for attention. 5 theaters his movie was going to open up in. So, yeah, grab the people, lock them up in cages, drag them into that movie theater. And when they're watching Peter Fonda's movie, they're going to feel like they're trapped in there with a pedophile, because they probably are. Probably are. But we're going to talk about that vile culture. We're going to talk about President Trump and the moves that he's made. What does this mean? Press, especially on the left, they're very joyful. Oh, look, he's caved. But they're not happy. They're not happy. They're not going to even support the idea that, well, we're going to have the parents now kept with the kids while we process the parents, which is not something that we do for any other crime. You know, when I tweeted that out, when all this stuff happened over the weekend, one of the first things I said, and now Rand Paul is saying it, is that the parents are endangering the kids by dragging them across this dangerous border. I've been saying this all week. This is now the 4th day I've been saying it on air, but I was saying it over the weekend. I had somebody contact me over the weekend, send me a private message and said, is there a law that the kids have to be separated from the parents at the border? It's like, well, that always happens when parents commit a crime. I said, if they rob a bank, the kids are separated from the parents. Even if they don't commit something that really shouldn't be a crime, if they are using marijuana, they take the kids away, right? And they take the kids away for so many things, as we were talking yesterday with Lionel. So many different things that kids get taken away for. He said he had a problem with that as a lawyer. Yeah, I understand. But, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to lock the kids up with the parents, or are you going to do what Dianne Feinstein proposed, and that is just let everybody that violates any federal law within 100 miles of the border, just let them go. That's what her hastily, sloppily written Feinstein-Frankenstein bill did. It's like, yeah, let's just do this. Oh, yeah. Well, he just said that all these, if you got a kid with you and you commit a crime, any kind of crime, and again, when I talked about this, I said, so you're going to drag your kids along with you to rob a bank? That's what I tweeted out after I talked to this individual privately. I said, well, I'm just put this out on Twitter, because if he doesn't understand, maybe a lot of people don't understand what's going on here. So I tweeted out, I said, if you take your kid along with you when you rob a bank, they're going to separate the kid from you. I mean, the alternative is to throw the kid in jail with you. Do you want to see that happen? I understand CPS is a problem. But, you know, this is what has always been done. And, of course, robbing a bank, I think it's federal crime. I think it's a federal crime. FBI gets involved in that. So, you know, you rob a bank within 100 miles of the border, you don't go to jail. You get out of jail for free with a Feinstein bill. That's why I call it the Frankenstein bill. You can see the video yesterday where I talked about that with Lionel. But, you know, this story really kind of jumped out at me. The story about a rattlesnake. I don't like snakes. Usually when I see a snake on the road, instead of braking or trying to avoid them, I accelerate and steer towards them. I don't like snakes. I try to run over them when I see them on the road. But in Virginia, this is coming from the News and Observer back in North Carolina. In Roanoke, Virginia, Tuesday morning, the drivers had came up to a roadblock. The police blocked the road so that a rattlesnake, a timber rattlesnake, could cross the road. And when I first saw that, I thought, that's kind of funny. Did they, when they blocked the road, did they put up don't tread on me flags, you know? I was even going to get some custom stickers for my car. Except I'm a little bit too old to be putting white letters on my car, but I saw that people buy these. It was a thing back in the, you know, 60s and 70s. You get white lettered tires on your cars. And I had it on my tires back then, but I was also a kid. Things like Daytona or whatever. So some people still want to do that. It's a look. And if they don't get that in the tires, because not too many people make that, or they want a high performance tire, they want to get that afterwards. I said, hey, I'd like to, I should get that and put don't tread on me. 1776 on the tires. But anyway, when I thought about this a little bit more, you know, I thought this is really kind of a metaphor for our government, isn't it? Where the police block traffic so the rattlesnakes can cross. This is what Obama has been doing at the border. He's been blocking law enforcement. He's been blocking any kind of security, basically using the government to allow rattlesnakes to cross our border. When I say rattlesnakes, I mean drug cartels, MS-13, human traffickers, people enslaving kids, and of course, the third world invasion, the invasion that is coming here to alter and to destroy and to replace our political system, our culture, to take our jobs. You know, the government has been letting rattlesnakes safely cross our border for a long time, and it's about time that stops. This whole thing with DACA, every time I talk about DACA and I say we don't want to have, or you know, look at these crimes and so forth, I always have liberals saying, well, DACA, you're out of the program if you're a criminal. So don't conflate the Dreamers, which by the way don't exist. There was never a Dream Act that ever passed Congress. That is simply gaslighting from the Democrats. They always seize the high ground with the terminology. And quite frankly, they were able to seize the high ground with Twitter. And I'm very disappointed. I'm not as much, you know, interestingly enough, I'm not as disappointed in President Trump for making a move to appease these people as I am with the people on the right, the politicians, the people who should know better, people like Ted Cruz, people like the House Freedom Caucus, and people like us, who should be speaking out. When President Trump is under attack for doing the right thing, why aren't we setting Twitter on fire? Why is it only the left coming out with these false charges all the time? As I've said many times, you know, the president is there. He gets a lot of pressure from these people all the time. Think of him as being in a canoe. And the people on the left are paddling as hard as they can. And the people on the right are just sitting back and saying, yeah, President Trump's in the back. He's got a paddle to steer with and he doesn't need us. We're okay. We don't have to paddle. He's in the back now with an oar. And yet you got all these people on the left side paddling as hard as they can. And they've turned him around on this issue to some degree. We'll see what happens. But see, it's the same kind of pressure that he's getting all the time that's caused him to alter this policy. That same kind of pressure is being applied to him all the time with DACA. He has the authority to get rid of DACA. His Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen has the authority to get rid of DACA. It was the policy of her predecessor. It wasn't even an executive order. If it were an executive order, then President Trump could have overthrown it, just like he did the so-called Paris Climate Treaty that was self-ratified by Obama, or the Iran Treaty between Obama and Iran, which was not ratified by the Senate. When he does things like that, one president, the next president can come in and say, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. And so he certainly has the authority to do that. He has the authority to go tell these judges to pound sand because he's enforcing the law. DACA is saying, I'm not going to enforce the law. Why is Jeff Sessions arguing that he has the authority to stop DACA? DACA was stopping the execution of the law. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
immigration system is broken.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
The people who should be here are those who come legally.
We have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay.
And you recognize those voices, don't you? The Clintons, both of them, Obama. You have Chucky Schumer and Dianne Feinstein. Oh, that was then. This is now. And now they're pretending they never said that. They never did that. And they did do that. And we all know that. It's absolutely amazing to me how we have been gaslighted on this thing. It's absolutely amazing. Can't take the heat. And as I said before, I'm not so much upset with President Trump for caving to this. I mean, he's still saying he's going to enforce the border, enforce the law. But he feels like he's got to do something about this. He's being kept back from doing anything about DACA. Why? Because you are not supporting him. You have to get out there. You have to not cave yourself. When people say, you're hard-hearted, you have no heart with this. No, we want to protect our children, our culture. We have children to protect as well. People who are here as Americans, people who are legal immigrants, we have a dog in this fight. And you have to do something to protect your kids. We have a lawsuit that this is reported by The Hill. I find it kind of interesting that on the same day, in the same publication, The Hill, they talk about a lawsuit that alleges that drugs are forcibly administered to migrant children, and then another article that says opioid crisis sending thousands of children into foster care. Welcome to America, land of the opioid. Big Pharma, they get a pass, right? If they really believe that the war on drugs could stop drug use, don't you think that we would stop opioids? Don't you think they'd be on the prohibition list? Don't you think they'd be Schedule One instead of marijuana Schedule One? There is absolutely no comparison between marijuana and opioids. Opioids are so much more dangerous and destructive to our society. No comparison whatsoever. And yet, not a problem. Not a problem. Oh, it's a big problem. It's just not a problem for our legislators who take the money from the big pharmaceutical companies. So yeah, you're going to get the kids coming over. You want to send your kids to America? Get them used to taking drugs, because that's what we're about here in this country. So you want to get upset about the fact that you got drugs being forcibly administered to migrant children? I mean, I don't agree with this, but this is what we do in America. So maybe you should do a little bit of research on what you're bringing your kids to when you bring them to this society. This is a sick society, sick on drugs. Immigrant children at Shiloh Treatment Center, a government contractor that houses unaccompanied migrant kids, were held down and told that they would not be able to see their parents unless they took their psychiatric drugs, according to documents that are filed in a lawsuit in California. The supervisor told me I was going to get a medical injection to calm me down, said a young girl. Two staff grabbed me, and the doctor gave me the injection despite my objection, gave me the injection despite my objection, and left me there on the bed. Oh, that, maybe that's kind of like a vaccine. Could you draw analogies to vaccine forcibly being injected? I mean, they don't... I guess in most cases they haven't grabbed people and physically done that, but they do that very forcefully in California. You don't get your injection. You don't get an education. And then they go on with some others. Other workers at the center told children that some of the pills are vitamins. They're good for you. One child was given a variety of drugs, including seizure medications, antipsychotic and antidepressant drugs, and the Parkinson's medication known as benztropine. Children said the drugs had negative effects on them, including leaving them unable to walk, fatigued, and fearing other people. Hey, kids, just consider it preschool training. Because once you go to the schools, when the administrators and the teachers there don't want to deal with your administrative issues, your behavioral issues, they'll just medicate you. If you're a little bit noisy or fidgety or whatever, they will just... give you some Ritalin or some other things and just start that pipeline. And when we look at this, and yes, we should be upset about that. But why aren't we upset when they do it to our kids? And why is it that we voluntarily turn our kids over to this government bureaucracy that's going to medicate them. And why aren't we suing the government schools for drugging our kids? Maybe we should have more migrants. At least I got the guts to see what's going on and to sue the government with us. But seizing kids, doing it by force, doing it for deportation is nothing new. Let's take a look at this from the Clinton administration, where they seized a kid at gunpoint so they could deport the kid. Here's Bill Clinton.
It took 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, 6-year-old Elian Gonzalez, dressed in a T-shirt draped in fear, was gone.
Bingo! Bingo! Bingo!
Whisked away in the arms of a Spanish-speaking federal agent assigned to the case to provide the child comfort. She said later, while he was crying, I was shaking. Minutes of calculated chaos by heavily armed agents from U.S. Immigration who sprayed anyone in their path with pepper spray. It was force met by anger. Demonstrators had feared this moment for months.
Is this what you wanted to see? Huh? Is this what you wanted to see?
They came into our house, took the boy, threw us down like dogs, totally unarmed, as you can see.
The government called it Operation Reunion, a delicate mission carried out with military precision. No one was seriously injured. No one expected the government would make its move at 5:15 this morning.
There you go. There you go. They got the Paul Manafort treatment. 5:15 raid. Coming in to steal Elian Gonzalez and send him back. But, of course, there was politics involved in that. That was to make Castro look good. That was to help Castro on that. So that's okay. We don't have the left get upset about that because, you know, we're going to show that Cuba's a great place, especially under Castro. But let's get back to this drugging thing, right? Let's talk about the opioid crisis. Now, what they were, when I first saw this headline on the Hill, opioid crisis sending thousands of children in foster care, I knew stories of kids, excuse me, kids who were in foster care and foster parents. I know a lot of people, a lot of fellow Christians who adopt kids who act as foster parents. Because that's what we're called to do as Christians. We're called to take care of the fatherless. But, so when I looked at this, I superimposed what I remembered, the people that I knew who were Christians who got into the foster care system, and they said, this is really bad. They've got these kids on so many medications, it's just horrible. And I told them, I don't want to give these kids this medication. And they said, well, then you're not going to be a foster parent then. You don't give them their meds. I mean, they absolutely demanded it. Now, some of them found ways to work around that. You know, we try as much as possible to not have problems with people, but we don't necessarily have to obey everything that the government does. That's how Jeff Sessions got Romans 13 wrong. But when we look at this, what they're talking about is this massive opioid epidemic is so bad that the parents are unable to take care of themselves, certainly not their kids, and so it's flooding foster care with kids whose parents have been taken out by Big Pharma and by their compatriots in Congress that they pay off. And when we come back, we're going to tell you, though, what happens to the kids once they get into foster care. Two-thirds of them in Texas, about 5 years ago, two-thirds of them on psychiatric meds.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at this opioid crisis, as I was saying, and what is happening to kids who are in foster care. In the first place, as this article on The Hill today points out, the population of children in foster or state care has risen by 15 to 30% in just the last 4 years. They attribute this to the opioid epidemic. It said after a decade of decline, the number of children in foster care across the country began to rise in 2010 as opioid deaths began to rise. And so that is the root of this opioid epidemic that is being brought on by parental addiction. And that happens because of prescriptions or pain medication. Remember back when the primaries were happening and Governor Chris Christie was still in there and he gave us this long touching story about a guy that he knew in college. They were in law school together. The guy was incredibly successful in college and in his career as a lawyer, made lots of money, had a beautiful family, great job, all this other kind of stuff. And he hurt his back. And he got addicted to opioids. And Chris Christie said, well, first he lost his job. And he lost his home. He lost his family. And then he committed suicide. What a tragedy. So we got to keep this war on drugs going and we got to outlaw marijuana. That was, I mean, it's the most amazing non sequitur I'd ever seen in my life. And when Rand Paul was injured and had those severe, very severe broken ribs and so forth, after he recovered somewhat, he did an interview with a doctor And he was saying, I stayed away from the opioids. Rand Paul was getting that message out to everybody. And we've seen the publication saying that over-the-counter medications, pain medications, are just as effective or more effective than these addictive opioids that are so profitable for the big pharmaceutical companies. And now we have these pharmaceutical companies going to trial. We have the pharmaceutical representatives that are saying, yeah, I was told to really push this stuff. And if the doctors complained that some of their people were getting addictive, then just say, well, you know, you need to prescribe more of this stuff. That's what's happening. They feel like they're getting addictive. Well, that's just because they're not taking enough of it. You give them a little bit more of it. I mean, that's how bad it was. They were making a lot of money all the way through the supply chain. The big pharmaceutical companies, the reps, and the doctors were making a lot of money and still are pushing this filth on people. And that's what it is. And yet, it's marijuana that's demonized by people like Jeff Sessions and others. When marijuana can help you to recover from that opioid addiction. When marijuana can be a more effective painkiller than any of those opioids. It can keep you from having to use them in the first place. But let's talk about what happens to the kids. Going back to an article in 2013, this is on Reason Magazine, 67% of children between the ages of 13 and 17 years old, the teenagers, that are in Texas and, excuse me, on foster care, were on at least one psychiatric medication. So let's compare that to what's happening to these poor kids, and one does not justify the other. It's bad, but it's our system. And the question is, when are we going to get upset when they do it to us as Americans? It's only an issue if they do it to the foreign kids who are criminally trespassing in our country. It's not an issue if they do it to our kids. And here's this anecdote here. This is on Reason Magazine. Hours after Texas Child Protective Services removed a 5-year-old Tristan from the care of his mother and placed him in a foster home, Tristan's new foster parents took him to see a psychiatrist, citing concerns that the young boy was depressed. He'd just been separated from his mother. That day, a psychiatrist prescribed Tristan 3 meds, one for anger, one for depression, and one to help the 5-year-old relax. Now he's an adult. He's out of the foster care system, and he says he recognized that, yeah, he was depressed that day, but he didn't need any medication. His feelings were only natural, given the circumstances. He goes on to say doctors also never tested him to see whether the drugs were working or whether the combination of medications that he was given were safe. And whenever he asked his care worker or foster parents if he could stop using the drugs, they threatened to call the police, take him to a psychiatric hospital, or kick him out of the foster care system altogether. And again, as they said, 67%, they estimate, that's a psychologist, 67% of the kids in Texas 5 years ago that were in foster homes were on psychiatric meds. So when we look at this situation in California, it reminds me of the police brutality cases that we see all the time. People only seem to get upset about these police brutality cases when it is a particular type of person that is brutalized. Oh, look, they shot a black individual. Let's get upset about, we'll riot, we'll burn down the city. Oh, look, they got immigrant kids who are taken and put into government care. And they're medicated with a cocktail of psychiatric drugs. So we get upset about that. And we should. We should get upset when black people are shot by the police. We should get upset when these kids are given a cocktail of drugs. But we don't get upset about the iceberg where it is happening to everybody. We see the tip of the iceberg, and instead of coming together and saying, let's stop this, we only get upset about that. Why is it? Because they want to use that for political purposes. You know, we look at what's happening here. This is so much like what we have seen them do with the school shootings, isn't it? We have the children out there. Got to do it for the children. We got this visceral situation with the children. Don't criticize the children. We got to follow my agenda for the children. Well, their agenda isn't going to make the kids any safer. They're not concerned about school safety. They aren't. Many of them, virtually all of them, don't want to have armed teachers in the classroom who have been vetted, who have been trained, who have been screened, and so forth. No, can't have that. And they don't want, many of them, don't want uniformed officers in the schools, or to take any kind of physical measures to limit access to the school, or to have guards guarded points. They don't want any of that kind of stuff that would actually provide real security, real safety, because they want their agenda. They want their agenda is gun control. Same thing is happening here. They're not concerned about the safety of the kids whose parents are endangering them. Again, go back to this statistic. 12,000 kids we're talking about here in this recent incident. Of those, 10,000 were unaccompanied. That means that they were either sent over by their parents, or parents get to this dangerous border where there's skeletons littered all over the place in these farmers' fields and so forth. You got drug cartels roaming this, human traffickers who could capture them and put them into sex slavery, and do. And just send these kids over. Like I said, you know, the parents at Hong Kong Disney, hey, it was full. We came all the way from China to go to Hong Kong Disney. Just drop the kids over the fence. Have a nice day. Everything's free now. That's what these people are doing at our border. That is reckless child endangerment. Those people deserve to have their kids taken away from them, quite frankly. They're not fit parents. And so they do that sort of thing. And instead of saying we're concerned about the safety of the kids and we're going to do something, make sure that doesn't happen, that practice doesn't happen. Instead of putting up security, instead of doing things that are actually going to provide safety for these kids, instead these people say, no, we've got this, we're going to use these kids and we're going to encourage the situations that put them in danger. We're going to encourage their parents to endanger them. And because we want that agenda, and the agenda is open borders, although they won't use that term. Democrats and their press that supports them will not use the term open agenda. Open borders. Even when the president says it's about their open borders, they won't put that in the headlines. They'll talk about, President Trump says, it's an infestation. Because that implies that everybody that's coming across the border, everybody that's coming from another country, legal or illegal, that implies that they're some kind of a pest or bug or an insect. And so they'll use that, but they won't say what the real agenda is, which is open borders. And so when we look at that, and we look at what is happening in our country, okay, here's another example here, Breitbart. 1,400 American children are separated from their parents for every one that is separated at the border. How do they get separated by our government from their parents? Well, that happens when they commit a crime. Like I said, when I tweeted out, hey, you rob a bank, they're going to arrest you, and your kids are going to be separated from you. You're calling these people bank robbers. They're not bank robbers. It's like, you don't understand the analogy here, do you? As Lionel was saying yesterday when we talked about that, you know, we've got 2.8 million American children who were separated from one of their parents because their parents were in jail for a crime. And that is 1,400 times more than the immigrant children who are separated from their parents because their parents committed a crime of crossing the border and endangering their kids.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first. Just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block.
we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk about what's going on here at the border. I want to talk about some of the DACA recipients. I want to talk about the 5/6 of the children here that are unaccompanied and what that kind of looks like. And we're going to talk about Feinstein's approach to this and so forth, and the backlash with Trump even after he gives these people what they were demanding. So we're going to get to that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of, it's a new announcement, a new product that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a product called ExtendoWise. It's a new formula to help you to support your heart health. ExtendoWise is a triple action heart health fish oil supplement to help you reach optimal exercise potential and support healthy circulation. And we're offering it in a couple of different combos to kick off. So we've got, you can get ExtendoWise by itself if you want to, but we've also got the Core Cardio Pack where you can get it along with the Real Red Pill, 15% off. We also have another Core Cardio Pack Plus, which gives you ExtendoWise, the Real Red Pill, and then we add DNA Force to that, and those three together are 30% off. And then we have the Ultra Core Cardio Pack, and that is ExtendoWise, Red Pill, DNA Force, and we add Floor Life Advanced Restoration and a bigger discount, 45% off. So take a look at that special we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the new product, ExtendoWise, to help you to support your heart health. Okay, you know, we've got Dianne Feinstein, and before President Trump said that he was going to keep the families together, Feinstein's approach was to say, well, we don't think that this is any kind of a law that's being violated there, but she came up with this big bill called the Keep Families Together Act, and it was so hastily and poorly written that it would prevent any arrest of anybody as long as they had a kid along with them. So it's like, grab your kids and go rob a bank, quite literally, because it's any federal crime. It did not distinguish between federal officers handling the border crisis or federal law enforcement pursuing the ordinary course of their duties, says Breitbart. And so, you know, right, are you doing a bank robbery? You take the kids along, you're okay. Get out of jail free card with that. It's not limited to departments that are involved with the border crisis. There's no other limiting factor in the bill that would, but it would prohibit family separation And it's not limited just to immigration matters. It's to any federal crime from any jurisdiction or department that is involved in there. And they point out 200 million people live within 100 miles of the border. So that means that all major U.S. metropolitan areas fall within either 100 miles of the border or are near a port of entry or both. So go to any city, any major metropolitan city, and you rob a bank. As long as you got kids with you, I can't separate the parents from the kids. So let the parents go. So that's the whole point. They don't want the kids to be safe. And they will encourage you to take your kids on a bank robbery if that's necessary so that they can open up the borders. But no, that was just an example of the sloppy carelessness of Feinstein's bill. Here's what President Trump had to say about the whole idea of separating kids from their parents when the parents commit a crime.
So we have a House that's getting ready to finalize an immigration package that they're going to brief me on later and that I'm going to make changes to. We have one chance to get it right. We might as well get it right, or let's just keep it going, but let's do it right. We have a chance. We want to solve this problem. We want to solve family separation. I don't want children taken away from parents. And when you prosecute the parents for coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away. Now, we don't have to prosecute them, but then we're not prosecuting them for coming in illegally. That's not good. We want to end the border crisis by finally giving us the legal authorities and the resources to detain and remove illegal immigrant families altogether and bring them back to their country. We have to bring them back to their country. Now think of all that aid that we give some of these countries. Hundreds of millions of dollars we give to some of these countries, and they send them up. Well, I'm going to go very shortly for authorization that when countries abuse us by sending their people up, not their best, we're not going to give any more aid to those countries. Why the hell should we? Why should we?
Well, I've got a better idea than sending the kids back and the families back. I got a better idea than sending a bill to the original country, because in many cases you don't even know who the original country is, right? We don't know who these people are. I got a better idea. Why don't we keep them from coming into the country in the first place? Build the wall. You can do it out of the defense budget. You can use the military at the border instead of grabbing these kids and their families now. This is the plan. The new plan is we're not going to separate the kids from the families when they come over here illegally crossing the border. We're going to send them to military bases if the military bases are close to the border. Well, you don't need the permission of Congress for that new expenditure, do you? Do you need permission from Congress to go invade another country? Evidently not, because we do that all the time in all these administrations that we've had. The last 20 years especially. So we don't need their permission to declare war. We don't need a permission to house the kids in the military bases. Why do we need their permission to use the military at the border to stop them from coming in the first place? That's why I tweeted out, you can find my Twitter, Libertarian. I said, let's keep the families together by keeping the families in their country. And let's use the military, and we can do it because it's what's allowed in the Defense Department. But let's take a look at what was being talked about by President Trump a couple of days ago, and Secretary of Homeland Nielsen saying that of the 12,000 children that are separated from their parents, 10,000 were unaccompanied. They were sent by their parents on a very dangerous trip, or they were being brought over by drug cartels. Let's go back to 2015, as a matter of fact. And this is an article on the Washington Post. And here's the headline. Mexican kids are held for months as punishment for border crossing. Now, this is under Obama's administration, right? The Obama administration was punishing kids by holding them for months when they crossed the border, except when you read the Washington Post's own article. What they say is that 78% of the people coming across that were smuggling other migrants were Mexican youngsters younger than 18. So not only that kind of lines up with the statistics we're seeing right now, right? They're saying 12 of 12,000 1/6 of them, 17%, are with their parents, and the other 83% are unaccompanied minors. Well, that would mean kids that are being sent with drug trafficking mules who, in many cases, as they were saying here, were younger than 18. So the cartel members that are bringing over the young kids are themselves younger than 18. And at that time, the Border Patrol was looking at it. This was, again, 2015. Border Patrol agent Robert Harris decided to experiment because he said he had he'd seen in his three-decade career, this first time he had seen so many Central American children flooding into Texas after working for 30 years as a Border Patrol agent. So he started collecting information on it. And guess what he found? 78% were smuggling cartel minors, smuggling other minors. And that's what they're saying here. That's what Secretary Nielsen was saying. 83% are people who are unaccompanied minors. Now, here's what they're saying. These are teenagers who are often hired or conscripted by drug cartels that knew that they would not be prosecuted because of loopholes. Now, this is the Washington Post. But again, remember what their headline was? Mexican kids held for months as punishment for border crossing. They're not just wandering across a border. They're not just like, oh, I didn't realize, I'm sorry, did I get into your country here? I'm sorry, I just didn't say a sign or anything. You know, I saw the Rio Grande there, but, you know, it's kind of shallow at this point. I didn't know. I'm in America? I'm sorry. No, not like that. I mean, we did have a situation where we had an American who was close to the border. And, of course, you had this happen to you probably yourself. I had it happen to me in Orlando. I got funneled into a situation where I got put onto a toll road. I avoid toll roads like the plague. I saw it was a toll road, and it's like, oh, I don't want to go on a toll road, and there's no place to get off after I realized I was there. Then I get up to the toll bridge, and I said, I don't want to go on the toll road. Well, you got to go on the toll road. There's no turnaround. I can't get – no, you can't. You got to go on the toll road. Well, this happened to a guy who was – I think it was in California. Remember, he was a Marine? And it went on for quite some time. He was incarcerated under Obama. Obama did nothing to help him. This guy sees the border there, and he knows that he's got some firearms in his trunk, and he doesn't want to go to the border, but he, like me, you know, when I got trapped in the toll road thing, he got trapped in that. He had to go through the border. Then he gets pulled over by these Mexican border officers. They find a gun. They imprison him. He stays there for well over a year. That's not what was happening with these people. And so when you look at this and their parents, they say, oh, but their parents didn't know where they were. Their parents didn't know they were cartel members? Give me a break.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In this hour, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters. He's got a great article. He says O.J. Simpson is free after murder, right? But we got an Audi executive in a cage. You want to talk about people being put in cages and it's not justified? We're going to talk to Eric Peters about that. We also have Steve Malloy joining us. And Steve, we're going to be talking about EPA officials who are colluding with lobbyists. Isn't that kind of an interesting juxtaposition? Because we've got these Audi and VW executives. We've got billions of dollars of fines because, oh, they cheated. Ah, but we had the EPA cheating. And we had the EPA doing human testing without people's knowledge or consent so that they could push their regulations to outlaw diesel engines. But don't pay any attention to that. Yeah, it's exactly the opposite of what we're seeing here. But these are people going to jail, companies that they're about to drive out of business. If they could, I mean, Volkswagen is such a big company, they might, I guess they can weather several billion-dollar fines. We've never seen any fines like that when car companies have killed people with a deliberate decision, as Ford Motor Company did with the Pinto. They said, hey, you know, we got a problem with exploding gas tanks, and I know it's going to cost that much, but you know what, we've run the numbers, and it's going to cost us less if we handle the lawsuits. And while we're talking about autos, here at the top of the hour here, we got Wall Street Journal pointing out German automakers have folded, looks like, in this, at least the German automakers have. We'll see what happens with the German government. German automakers are proposing eliminating tariffs in Europe on U.S. goods because President Trump said, oh, you got a 10% tariff on cars coming in, American cars going into Europe. China's got a 25% tariff on cars going in, American cars going into China, but we only charge 2.5%. All right, we're going to match you. We're going to charge 25% on everybody coming everywhere. So the Europeans say, especially the German car companies say, let's not do that. How about this? Let's get rid of the 10% tax completely. Hey, that's going to be a big win, not only for Americans and American industry and American car companies. It's going to be a big win for European Union consumers because they would be able to get not only they'll be able to get our cars with no taxes on them, and we'd be able to get German cars at a discount, too, because they're now coming in with a 2.5% tax. It's a win-win situation. Looks like that's starting to work on that front. But let's talk about this here at the top of the hour. I just got a couple of minutes, and I wanted to talk about this article I saw. Really had my attention. Professor blames math for global disparities in wealth. And you got to understand what this is about. This math professor says that learning math can cause collateral damage to society by training students in ethics-free thought. The ethics of mathematics, is mathematics harmful? Well, see, he thinks it's harmful because it produces calculative reasoning. Yeah, it actually lets you reason things through. It was a couple of days ago I talked about the fact that post-humanism, when I came back on Monday, I said, we've got all of these people who are Christian, quote-unquote, leaders, criticizing President Trump, saying, you're separating children from parents who have violated the law and endangered their children. You can't do that. I don't like the way that looks when it goes out on Twitter. It's like you have people like Franklin Graham, who should know better, criticizing President Trump for that policy that happened since 2008, happened under George W. Bush, happened and accelerated under Obama and so forth. So they double down on President Trump and criticize him for that. And I said, these people have no idea what is being done to our children. They have no idea how their minds are being destroyed, their spirits are being destroyed in our schools, how they're being drugged. And they don't understand the real sickness at the heart of everything that we do. When we look at the InfoWars reporters going out and getting in a screaming match with these liberal snowflakes that are in college, and all these snowflakes know to do is to yell epithets like racist, sexist, and so forth, right? Oh, I'm going to have to continue this on the other side. It took me too long to get to this. But when they do that, it's because these snowflakes going through college, these millennials, have been thoroughly immersed in post-humanism, which means that they don't think that there is any objective reality. You can't reason with them because they don't believe that. And that begins with the destruction of math. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. At the top of the hour, I begin talking about this article that a professor of ethics is blaming math for racism and sexism and global disparities in wealth. This guy is, of course, a socialist who is teaching your kids. And this is one of the things when we look at this. Let me tell you where the discrepancy and the disparities in wealth are coming from. They're coming from people who go to school and come out in debt. They're so gaslighted by these people. Americans owe $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. And so you get loaded up with all that debt that you can't dismiss in bankruptcy court so that you can go to these people who, here's another one. University of Michigan now has almost 100 full-time staff that are dedicated to diversity. How do we get this situation? How do we get a situation where you can't have a discussion with people on the left without them just yelling repeatedly, racist, 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 or a couple of other epithets that they hurl at you? Labels. That's all they know. White privilege. Sexist, homophobe. You can't have a discussion. They won't defend what they believe because they don't know what they believe, and they don't believe that there is any such thing as objective truth. This is called postmodernism. And it's when you don't believe that there's any reason to argue about things because I've got a truth, you've got a truth, but of course my truth can't be tolerated by you. So it kind of collapses at that point. But this all goes back to this story about math and the problem that this University of Exeter professor, Paul Ernest, has. He published a chapter in a 2018 textbook. Textbook is called The Philosophy of Math Education Today. Wow, I tell you what, that's really sad. I had a friend who went to West Point, and he said, yeah, we got two different tracks. We have science for the people going into engineering, and then we have the science track for the people who are poets and lovers. This guy falls into that category. He can't do the math to exist in the real world, let alone engineering. The ethics of mathematics. Is mathematics harmful, he says? Well, of course it is. It's harmful to the authoritarians who want to control you because 2 plus 2 does not equal 5. But they want you to say, they demand that you say that 2 plus 2 equals 5, right out of 1984, right? Math is the ultimate refutation of postmodernism, folks. Math is the language of God's creation. With it, Isaac Newton, who developed calculus, who created most of the kinetics, physics that we work with. With that, he was a guy who believed that there was order to the universe, that there was a cause to things, that could be discovered. So did other people, like Einstein. He said, God doesn't play dice with the universe. And of course, others like Maxwell and so forth. They understood. That was the language that the universe was created in. You know, math can take you to the stars and it can keep you out of Las Vegas. It's very important to know that. If you don't know math, you can be hoodwinked by the organized criminals in Las Vegas or the ones in Washington, D.C., or the ones in your school. And this is some of the stuff the guy had to say. He said, learning math can cause collateral damage to society by training students to think in calculative reasoning. They don't want you to think. They want you to accept whatever they tell you. And if they tell you 2 + 2 = 5, you accept that. So the nature of pure mathematics itself leads to styles of thinking that can be damaging when applied beyond math to social and human issues. I ran into this personally as I was taking a core class as part of my engineering curriculum. And I went in, this guy was a hardcore Marxist, and he wanted to basically gaslight us on stuff like that. It's like, oh, you can't know this. You can't know anything is true and so forth and so on. It's like, don't tell me that. I just came from my math class. I know that there is such a thing as objective truth. He said the problem is that math creates a masculine paradigm based on reasoning, based on abstraction, based on impersonality. In other words, it's not subjective. And then he says it leads to objectification. No, it leads to objective thought. It leads to analysis. He says, yeah, it leads to analysis. That's bad. He doesn't want you to analyze things. Applications of math in society can be deleterious to your humanity unless very carefully monitored and checked. And then he worries, finally, about the personal impact that math has on less successful students, especially women. That's right. Keep them barefoot and ignorant about math. That's what you want to do. It's even better than barefoot and pregnant. But speaking of that, of course, in our Brave New World schools, they will keep them pregnant. School approves something even worse, because as we've talked about, the gaslighting of our children into gender confusion and gender fluidity starting in kindergarten. Look at this story from Free Thought Project. School approves a program to give 13-year-old girls hormone-altering drugs without their parents' permission. Yes, this is all part of the gender fluidity. So they're going to give them not only birth control pills, but they're going to give them other drugs to make them start to exhibit masculine characteristics or whatever. Right? Now, this is a program currently happening at Anacostia High School in the District of Criminals. It has about 450 students, 98.9% of whom are African American, and only 1% of the student body knows math. Only 1% are proficient in math. Only 4% are proficient in English. But they are good students. They're the kind of students that our government wants to create, because they will repeat 2 + 2 = 5. They don't know. They haven't been given the tools of critical thought and reason. They don't and won't believe that there is anything like objective truth if they don't know math. And that, folks, is how we get into the situation that we saw this last week, with everybody yelling and screaming about what's going on at the border, which brings me back to the DACA people. I want to play for you a video clip of an individual who actually works with the federal program that administers DACA. Let's play video clip 13 and let him tell you in his own words what is going on with that.
Together. So I run the agency that administers DACA, and as your viewers may know, we still have DACA. It's still on the books. The courts are not letting us take it down. And while we're doing that, I wanted to put out as much data as possible about DACA, so that the public and lawmakers know the full universe of data that we have, so they can make informed policy decisions. Now, our agency isn't just putting out information about DACA. It's trying to put out, in the interest of full transparency, as much data about all visa programs as possible. And we have published in the past few months DACA about data about DACA applicants, including what countries they're from, what their educational levels are, whether they needed interpreters,
right.
All this sort of information. This is just the latest in a stream of information that we're putting out on DACA.
Okay.
So that people have a better information.
All right. So some of this data is shocking. We've got another graphic to show people. The number of DACA requesters, people asking for DACA protections, who had more than one arrest is 55%.
More than one arrest, right? 55%.
That's right. So the rules for DACA are that you are excluded from DACA if you have a felony conviction, three or more misdemeanor convictions,
okay,
or a conviction for a significant misdemeanor. So You have to have a conviction on those. You could be arrested a whole lot of times and still get DACA.
Francis, who came up with the three times for each of those things?
Okay, let's hold it right there. This is why, folks, when I talk about the fact that drug cartels like MS-13, after Obama's DACA, as I want to call it, a program, it's an order. It's not a program. There was no law. Nothing was passed by Congress. They just said, we're not going to enforce the law. And so after that happened, you know, if you're a minor, after that happened, MS-13 said, let's get some minors there. And I just told you that going back 3 years ago, 78% of the people coming across were minors and other minors trafficking people. MS-13 does this. Nearly 60,000 with arrest records. You can be arrested for murder and you're still on the DACA program until you are convicted of murder. Or you can have three misdemeanors. Or you can violate the law coming across the border and have MS-13 written all over your face and they won't do anything about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever, to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Steve Malloy. Steve is a great researcher. Right at the time that I came to InfoWars, almost 6 years ago, Steve discovered, as he was going through archives and digging through this stuff, you find some really incredible stuff. And Steve found out that the EPA, close to where I was living in North Carolina, was conducting human experimentation, hooking people up to diesel exhaust. Of course, they'd filtered out the carbon monoxide, but they'd hooked them up to diesel exhaust, and they were deliberately, as he dug deeper, he found out that they deliberately searched for and selected people who had heart and respiratory issues and then exposed them to this diesel exhaust so they could up their regulations. Now, as that was happening, then director of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, had been going to Congress and saying, we're talking about more people dying from fine particulate matter than die from cancer. Yes, that's right, Congressman Markey. That's exactly what I meant to say. Not getting sick, but dying. And yet they were exposing them at this lab to levels that were more than 70 times what the EPA said would kill you. And so you got a problem with that? I mean, of course, it wasn't as dangerous as the EPA said in the first place. If it had been, they would have been Nazi scientists. But the whole principle that they could get away with this, that they could do this type of thing, that they could rig tests to harm people, was absolutely appalling. And Steve and others came after them, tried to get this testing stopped, and the judge would not stay the testing. Now Steve has some new research that shows more collusion with the EPA and others. In this particular case, what they're trying to do is to A, embarrass the Trump administration, and B, they're working with Volvo, and he's going to tell you how this has worked out, in order to try to stop rolling back some of these excessive regulations on trucks. So joining us now is Steve Malloy, and as I told you, he's a great researcher. His website is junkscience.com, because that's what's been coming out of the EPA. And hopefully that's going to get turned around with Scott Pruitt that is there right now. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Hey, Dave. So great to be here again.
Tell us about this latest discovery that you found. I mean, this is a blockbuster discovery as well that you found with some FOIA requests and digging deep. Tell us what you found.
Well, so we're going to be talking about glider trucks. And glider trucks, they are used trucks they're basically wrecked trucks that have been their engines have been rebuilt, their chassis have been fixed, and they put a new cab on them, and they're, you know, almost like new trucks, but they're not new trucks, they're still used trucks. And there's a guy in Tennessee, his name's Tommy Fitzgerald. He got married when he's in rural Tennessee, got married when he was 15, lived in a broken down school bus at first, but built this $700 million company making glider trucks. And of course,
that's got to be stopped. We can't have something like that happen in America, right?
It's an incredible success story that the Obama administration and Volvo Trucks and the whole new truck industry has been trying to kill for the last couple of years.
Bingo. And let me interject something here, too, because so many regulations that we have in our country exist because you've got big corporations that don't want competition. And that's what we've got right here. A big corporation, Volvo, selling new trucks. They don't want competition from this rising entrepreneur who is refurbishing trucks. So they call them glider trucks. Right. That's a weird name. But anyway, they're refurbished trucks, and they want to shut that down.
I think we're going to show that it's actually worse than just not wanting competition. Anyway, so as the Obama administration was leaving, they passed this rule that would basically ban glider trucks. And when the Trump administration came to town, Fitzgerald glider kids petitioned the Trump administration to reverse the Obama rule, which the Trump administration then proceeded to do. But the new truck industry, which had lobbied for the original rule to get rid of glider trucks, you know, got into action again with EPA staff, and they cooked up this phony test of emissions from glider trucks. And the phony test, you know, which was done without the permission of Trump EPA leadership, without the knowledge of Trump EPA appointees, this test supposedly showed that glider trucks were much more, had much higher emissions than new trucks, even though no new trucks were tested. As it turns out, I've uncovered these emails, which show that EPA staff worked with Volvo trucks. Volvo supplied the trucks for EPA staff to test. They ran dirty diesel fuel through them. That's why the emissions were so much higher. The report was secretly issued to Volvo, so Volvo could use it at a public hearing on the rollback. I know I'm not doing justice to the corruption, venality, and evil going on here, but just get to the opening, my point about how this is actually worse than just competition. I think what's really going on is, you know, if you do a fair test of glider trucks and new trucks, you find their emissions are about the same. Mm-hmm. However, glider trucks are much cheaper than new trucks. The reason trucks are so expensive is because they have all this expensive emissions control equipment. And I think what a fair test would show is that the expensive emissions control equipment accomplishes nothing. It doesn't actually reduce emissions. I think the new truck industry is going to find itself, if you remember the Volkswagen diesel scandal where Volkswagen was rigging its engine past the tests. But, you know, on the road, it would just function like normal, you know, not particularly clean. So I think we're going to find that that's what the new truck industry has really been doing, charging more for emissions technology that doesn't work.
And it's kind of interesting to look at that juxtaposition there, Steve, because with Volkswagen, and now we've had an Audi executive that has been arrested because Audi is, although it's kind of a separate division, it's a subdivision of Volkswagen under the same type of thing. In that particular case, the government had an agenda. They wanted to get rid of internal combustion engines. So they came down furiously on these people who, had the cheating, quote unquote, on this test. But now in this particular case, they want to ally themselves with Volvo. And so they encourage Volvo to cheat on the test so they can put this guy out of business. It's absolutely amazing the corruption that's there. And well, Scott Pruitt has been talking about how we've got to have the EPA scientists have to publish their data so we can tell if it's junk science or not, because who would think that they would actually be rigging results? Well, you know that they're doing it all the time. You've been watching this for years.
Right. I mean, but this is really outrageous. I mean, if you go to Junk Science, I've got the emails. It's very clear. Volvo is working with Obama EPA staff holdovers. They're rigging this test so that they can put gliders out of business. And, you know, they want to do that because, you know, they don't want to be exposed as selling this needlessly expensive engine designed to, you know, for needlessly stringent emissions. And of course, so if we can show that the emissions are the same, that's going to be bad for the new truck industry. There's lots of fraud going on there. It's also going to be bad for EPA staff. It's going to show the fraud in the whole EPA air emissions program.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. And again, the common thing that is happening here is the crony capitalism with certain industries. I mean, you know, the crony capitalism on the side where they came after Volkswagen and Audi, they were working with the electric car companies because they want to force you to buy those new electric cars, just like they want to force you to buy a new Volvo truck. And so they want to put out the recyclable or the fixable or the economical things that are going to last, things like diesel cars, things like recycled trucks. We'll be right back with Steve Malloy. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight with Steve Malloy. His website is junkscience.com. And so if you want to find junk science, where do you go? You go to the EPA. It's filled with junk science. That's why Scott Pruitt has said we're going to have transparency. You're not going to change policy without showing us the data. Show me the data. But they're out there saying, show me the money. And that's why you're seeing so many attacks on Scott Pruitt. And of course, as Steve Malloy pointed out, this issue that we're talking about right here was not only corrupt collusion between government bureaucrats and crony capitalists or big business to push the big business agenda against smaller companies, but it is also an effort to try to embarrass the Trump administration and to drive Scott Pruitt out because he is shining the light on their junk science. But the person who went through and found all this, again, is Steve Malloy. It's not the first time Steve has done this. Excellent researcher, and he's got some great research here. Let's just draw the lines together here about how these people colluded again, Steve. You went through with a FOIA request. You found some emails. And tell us again exactly how they were colluding with this. Were they supplying these trucks that were dirty? You said that they were using dirtier fuel or whatever to rig the test. But were they getting supplied, the EPA, with trucks from Volvo, it appears, when you were talking about this?
Yeah, so the EPA staff, the Obama holdovers, and Volvo trucks, the new truck industry, are desperate to kill glider trucks. So the Trump administration has proposed to roll back the rule that was going to kill glider trucks. So their plan was to do this phony test of glider trucks to try to paint them as, meaning they call them super polluting trucks. And so what they did was, they had Volvo produce some glider trucks from someplace. No one knows where. No one knows what Volvo did to the engines. Then there's only two trucks. And then through the trucks, they ran biodiesel, which is much, 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 much dirtier than what trucks usually run on, which is low sulfur diesel. You can't buy biodiesel. And on these trucks, they do low sulfur diesel. So it's a totally phony test with these trucks that have been, fooled with who knows how. Instead of getting the glider trucks from a glider truck manufacturer, they got glider trucks from a new truck manufacturer.
That's kind of interesting because, you got these competitions in the automobile industry. You got like a Camry versus Accord, or you got Mustang versus Camaro. So they go, instead of doing an independent test, they go to Ford and say, okay, Ford, you bring us a Mustang, and Ford, why don't you pick up a Camaro somewhere and bring it? And after they stop by the garage and do some rigging to the engine and mess with the tires a little bit, guess what? The Camaro doesn't perform that well compared to the Mustang. And that's exactly what Volvo did. And you found emails where they were colluding with them doing that.
What part of that is not criminal? Now, the interesting thing is that the Fitzgerald Glider Company, they paid for a test to be done at Tennessee Tech, where they compared, I think that test was much larger. They had about 15 trucks or so, a bunch of gliders, a bunch of new trucks. And, those tests, the results of which have not been assailed by anybody, show that, glider trucks and new trucks, they've got about the same emissions. Sometimes glider trucks do better, sometimes new trucks do better, but on the whole, they're all about the same. Really depends on the truck. And, but then you got this rig test of the EPA showing these incredible numbers, that the emissions from gliders are like 400 times worse than new trucks. Of course, the test has been rigged.
It's kind of like doing a performance test and you put the donut spare tires on the other guy's car. Look at this thing. It handles horribly, That's just amazing. But you also found emails showing that these tests then were sent back to people inside Volvo. They got the results of this, even though it had never been released to the public. That shows further collusion on the back end of all this process.
Right. So the proposal to roll back the Obama EPA rule came out in mid-November 2017. And about 3 weeks later, there was a public hearing on the rule in December. And, of course, EPA staff gave Volvo a copy of this report to wave about at the hearing, saying, oh, gliders are much dirtier than new trucks. The whole thing was totally rigged, totally false, totally fake, and done, as you indicated earlier, to embarrass Trump and also to embarrass Scott Pruitt and to kill the glider industry.
Yeah, and let's talk about the background of this, because let's talk about the embarrassing Trump and embarrassing Scott Pruitt. I mean, the people there at the EPA, incredibly politicized, deep state, but it's right there. And he has shut down a lot of their over-the-top regulations. He's been a real killer, as President Trump would say, for his administration. One of the few guys that he's appointed that's actually gotten things done and gotten things done that President Trump said he was going to do. That's why they want him out of there. They're absolutely, and this is the most amazing thing to me that's gone public, how they have attacked him for saying, you're going to have to show the data before you are on your particular test, before we're going to have any regulation. That made them absolutely furious about that. So they've concocted all these things about, look at this. He's got people as bodyguards and so forth. Look at all the death threats that everybody, especially Scott Pruitt, is getting in the Trump administration. Of course, he needs some bodyguards in that. But talk a little bit about the political war against Scott Pruitt by the EPA bureaucracy.
Well, it starts once again with the Obama administration. The Obama administration used secret science for its war on coal, which, you know, almost wiped out the coal industry, issued the most expensive rules ever, all based on science that has the EPA and researchers at Harvard University have been keeping secret for the past 20 years. And Scott Pruitt wants this data to be released. And so, but Harvard won't release it. And so Scott Pruitt says, okay, since you won't release it, we're not going to use it. We're not going to base regulations on secret science. And this has just driven the left and all these, you know, places like Harvard just simply mad. You know, they want to be able to hide their data from, you know, peer review or just independent review. And it's incredible. And they've said the nastiest things. And so now they're going after everything. They're going after his daughter. They're going after his wife. Last week, the New York Times ran a story about how someone wrote a recommendation for his daughter to get into the University of Virginia Law School. As it turned out, you know, contrary to the New York Times report, they actually wrote the recommendation while Scott Pruitt was still in Oklahoma. It had nothing to do with, you know, his being EPA administrator, and Times had to issue a retraction. But this is just crazy. I mean,
The level of personal vindictiveness and personal attack that they've come after Scott Pruitt, there's nobody other than President Trump that they hate so viscerally, that they will smear so totally as to Scott Pruitt. That tells you how effective he is against these socialist bureaucrats who have been lying about this stuff. Secret science is the basis for all of these climate policies and everything. It's nothing new. We had climate change, and we fought them forever to try to get the emails released. Even after they had published their data, they refused to do that, and it was supported through the courts. And that's why they can't stand this, because Scott Pruitt went to the top and said, you're going to have to show your data.
Right. Scott Pruitt is doing his best to kill as much EPA overregulation as possible. He's gotten rid of the, you know, climate hysteria programs at EPA, the Clean Power Plan. He's gone after the Waters of the United States rule. They're in the process of redoing that. I mean, that would have given EPA jurisdiction over every square inch of America. He's trying to roll back his glider truck rule. He's going after science transparency. He's trying to fix peer review process at EPA. He is driving these people crazy. They hate him like they never hated anybody.
Well, great research again, Steve. Finding that the EPA is colluding with Volvo. Volvo supplies them two dirty trucks and some dirty fuel. Yeah. And based on that, they provide a rigged study when you've got another study where they had 15 real trucks and said, look, they're equivalent. But in the other one, it's like there's a 400% increase in emissions. And then they use that to try to shut down an entire industry. Typical. So typical of what we see, isn't it, Steve? Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again. If you want to find Steve's website, and again, he is a great researcher. This is not the first time he's shown corruption at the EPA, going back to the human testing. And that's a story in and of itself that's worth going back and reviewing. But you can find him at junkscience.com. Steve Malloy, and he's a contributor for many different organizations. We're always happy to have Steve on. Always has great research exposing the fraud of the climate change industry, of the bureaucrats who collude with multinational corporations in order to shut down American small business entrepreneurs that are successful. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Eric Peters, and we're going to talk about the Audi CEO that was just jailed and what's behind that. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eric Peters. We're going to talk to him about the other side of this, the man who just went to jail. Because he worked for Audi. Now, I just had a two-segment interview with Steve Malloy about how the EPA was colluding with Volvo to rig tests so they could put their competitors who were refurbishing trucks out of business. Now here's an example where they're going to go after an Audi executive and put him in jail. And Eric Peters has a great article on it. O.J. Simpson is free, but the Audi executive is now in a cage. And, of course, his website is epautos.com. He writes about automobiles as well as liberty, because those two are connected, folks, very intimately connected, especially here in America. We don't want to see our mobility and our liberty go away. And that's what a lot of people are working on right now, and they're colluding. Government bureaucrats, just as we were talking about in the last segment, government bureaucrats are colluding with multinational corporations, giving the corporations money and power to take away your liberty and mobility. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Oh, thanks for having me back, David.
Tell us a little bit about this newest German executive going to jail. We've had the VW situation where we've had one executive jailed there and $4 billion or more. That was the initial part. I think it's gone beyond that now.
Oh, it's
pictures.
Actually.
30, wow.
Yeah.
You can see vast areas where they've got parked brand new Audis that they can't sell to anybody. They can't do anything about it. It's absolutely criminal what they're doing.
It's a vendetta, nothing less than a vendetta. And, it's allegedly, it's factually over Volkswagen Audi having, and I put it in air quotes, cheated on government emissions tests. But has anybody been harmed? That's the question that I would ask about this. The cars at issue would have passed all of the EPA's tests that were in force and effect in the early 2000s. Nobody seemed to have been hurt by those. We're talking about a fractional, minute difference in the emissions of something called NOx, or oxides of nitrogen. That's what's at issue here. And they have crucified Volkswagen over this, notwithstanding that nobody has been harmed. Not one victim has been presented before a court and produced a tangible injury, which used to be the standard in Western legal tradition.
You know, Eric, I was just talking in the last segment to Steve Malloy. You'll want to take a look at what he's doing at junkscience.com, because he just found that Volvo was colluding with to shut down what they call glide trucks, which are basically new truck bodies with refurbished engines. And the guy was very successful doing that here. So they colluded with EPA officials. They rigged a test. They got like two trucks that were provided by Volvo, and then they put in dirty fuel and so forth. But that's the type of thing that we're seeing all the time. Whereas EPA, when they colluded, but when they conducted human testing without any informed consent of people, that was something else that was also discovered by Steve Malloy back when I was in North Carolina. I worked with him on that. Nothing happened to the EPA people, and I don't think anything's going to happen to them for colluding with Volvo. But when you have it go the other way, when you have VW and other people do testing with emissions on humans and so on, they say, that's outrageous. Look at this. They tested humans. Nothing happened to the EPA exposing people to 70 times the limit they said would kill you. And, of course, that was a limit that was false. I mean, they were overstating the threat at that point in time, and their research proved that it overstated the threat, but there was crickets. Nothing happened. Yep. They didn't publish that research. They didn't go to jail for conducting human experimentation without informed consent. You're not going to see anything happen with this other thing
no,
either.
No, because really the crux of the matter here is that Volkswagen Audi affronted the authority of the government. That's what they're being crucified over.
Their agenda.
Well, speaking of collusion, what's happening with regard to Tesla and these auto-igniting Tesla cars that are being allowed out on the streets, and the autopilot and all of that? You know, the government turns a blind eye to that, and here we have actual victims, people actually being harmed and killed by this stuff. And yet there is no massive recall. There is no jihad to rein in every Tesla for public safety and put them in a gigantic lot outside of Las Vegas, as they've done with all of these offending Volkswagens.
Yeah, even when they say that the autopilot was at fault or whatever, and of course, you know, it always goes to the song and dance where they say, well, it wasn't an autopilot, and then they'll several months later, they'll come out and say, well, yeah, it was, okay, we admit it. And now we find out in several of these accidents that the autopilot was accelerating before it ran into the back of a fire truck, or accelerating and steering into a barrier and so forth, and turning these things into $150,000 flamethrowers. They're more expensive than the other overpriced flamethrowers that Tesla sells.
Yeah, but this is not conjecture. It's not how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, as it is with regard to the Volkswagen emissions. We're talking about demonstrated objective lethality. About people being killed and badly harmed by this stuff that's out there. And the government just seems utterly indifferent to it, and that's because Tesla is in the good graces of the government and hasn't done anything to affront the authority of the government.
Well, let's understand, too, that the American government, the German government, has an agenda to get rid of all internal combustion engines. They want to start with diesels. They're even talking about banning internal combustion engines so extensively that BMW has said, hey, look, if you live within 60 miles of an urban center that bans internal combustion engines, we will give you credit and let you switch out to another BMW, because they understand that's coming. That is the agenda, and that's why they'll look the other way with all these accidents and defects that are in the Teslas. That's why they will subsidize them and subsidize things like Solyndra, because they want that agenda to go ahead.
That's right. Speaking of BMW and Mercedes, they've publicly committed to making every single vehicle they sell at least a plug-in hybrid, I think, by model year 2019.
Well, Volkswagen got the message real quickly, didn't they? I mean, when they came after them about the diesels, which were really, if you look at the overall use of emissions and the use of energy and so forth, the diesels with the mileage that they were getting were far cleaner than an electric car that is running off of even the clean power plants that we have here in the United States. And they were durable, and both of those things have to go by the wayside because they want to keep selling you new cars. That's what's driving this thing with Volvo.
Absolutely. In Europe, Volkswagen has a model called the Polo. It's a smaller car, also with a diesel engine, and that vehicle got 80 miles per gallon. And a couple of years ago, some people who are listening to the show might recall Volkswagen had a prototype in development that they expected would get 100 to 150 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got to stop that. Yeah. Got to stop that. And so there's persecution. Everybody's looking at this and saying, I'm not interested in these autonomous cars that drive themselves, taking away my steering wheel, my brake pedal, and so forth. And it's like, well, whether or not you're interested in it, they can just by fiat ban it, which is what they're doing across Europe, or they can make it so painful that you won't own it. When you look at England, they're charging people who have diesel cars more money to park those diesel cars. That's how pervasive this persecution, this agenda to drive out internal combustion engines, again, because they want you to be buying or renting these cars by the ride.
Well, it's about controlling mobility. If you want to control the population, ultimately you have to control their ability to move. And this is the means by which they do it. And secondarily, this is also about economic control, about making it very expensive and very cumbersome to get around on your own independently. They want everybody to be herded and to be put under their control. That's ultimately the overarching objective here.
That's absolutely amazing. So so if Volkswagen has gone up to over $30 billion now, it's escalated.
Yeah.
They've had one executive that has been arrested. He made the mistake of coming to America to take his family to Disney World or something. They nabbed him in Orlando. This guy has been arrested by the German government, Rupert Stadler, working for Audi. What is the current status of his situation, and what are they looking to do? Have you heard anything about fines being levied against Audi that are confiscatory or
business? Stadler had his house. It would be funny if it were a bad Sylvester Stallone movie, but it's reality. They actually sent a SWAT team to this guy's house, if you can imagine that. This is, an engineer executive, a guy who's actually productively employed producing things that people need and want. And they ransacked his house. And then they frog marched him off to jail in handcuffs, if you can imagine that.
I can imagine it. We saw it with Paul Manafort.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you'll have NBC News putting up a chyron with saying that this guy has been convicted of 5 counts of manslaughter like they just did to Manafort.
And I don't know about you, but I'm not quaking in my boots that a guy like Stadler or any of the other Volkswagen people who've been arrested is out on the streets somewhere. I am concerned, however, about, people who commit murder, assault, and so on. The government is generally indifferent about those things, and as you know, the Supreme Court has ruled that they have no obligation to protect our lives or our property. But God help you if you affront the authority of the government. Again, that's what this is all about. I know I harp on it, but that's what people need to understand.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, the lesson that really hasn't come across to people. As we look at all of this posturing about children at the border, and of course this is an old policy that's gone on, I keep remembering back to Madeleine Albright, who was asked, the question was, your sanctions have killed 500,000 children in Iraq. And she says, was it worth it? Yeah, it was worth it. She didn't deny that she killed 500,000 kids. And she's not in the docks, facing charges for the murder of 500,000 kids. She said it was worth it. And she's, still out and operating and getting all of these, special treatments everywhere.
Well
thank you,
To get to the automotive angle again, why wasn't Joan Claybrook arrested? Why wasn't Ralph Nader arrested for the harms that they caused people by forcing airbags down our throats, as an example?
Yeah, exactly. Well, literally down our throats when they explode the Ducato airbags. It's like having a Claymore mine go off in your face. All right, thank you for joining us. Eric Peters, again, you can find him at epautos.com. A great perspective. He does honest reviews. He doesn't rig them like we're talking about the Volvo reviews of comparative trucks. That's a good place to go get comparative reviews and information about Liberty. Thank you, Eric.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, yesterday we had the news that the United States is pulling out of the UN Human Rights Council because of their preoccupation with attacking Israel and because of their hypocrisy. Let me just take you back to January of 2017 when the UN Human Rights Council that we just pulled out of welcomed some of its new members. And listen to this list. It reads like something out of The Onion to say that these are the new members of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Venezuela, China, Cuba, Iraq, and several other choice countries. Talk about satire. Yeah. Again, it's like some kind of an Onion article, especially when we look at the stories about what's going on with United Arab Emirates. And as I said yesterday, it's just too bad that we're only pulling out of the Human Rights Council. We should pull out of the UN, and we should throw the UN out of the United States, and we should throw Nikki Haley out of the Trump administration. But, you know, it's a start, at least getting out of that onion-like Human Rights Council. So one of those new organizations was the United Arab Emirates, you know, and of course Saudi Arabia that cuts off more heads than ISIS and does wonderful things to women, has their religious police and so forth. But let's talk about the United Arab Emirates. You may not know about them. There's a story on RT. The U.S. is using the United Arab Emirates to do their dirty work in Yemen. And of course, with all of the hand-wringing and all of the threats by Hollywood about these children at the border, nobody pays any attention to what's happening to the children in Yemen with our surrogates, the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates, as we're bombing weddings and so forth, a wedding party that happened on the same day as the royal wedding that everybody was so aghast at. Oh, look at this. It's so interesting. Well, at the same time, our head-chopping allies were dropping a bomb on a wedding party, killing the bride, blowing limbs off of ring-bearer and so forth, all these other kids, a massive slaughter of a particular wedding. That kind of stuff happens all the time, so I guess it's not really newsworthy. But in this story, they're talking about how the United Arab Emirates forces in Yemen are involved in, guess what, torture and abuse like Abu Ghraib, including electrocuting genitals and sexual violation, reveals a report by the Associated Press. One individual says that he'd been in three different prisons. He said, they tortured me without even accusing me of anything. Sometimes I wish they would give me a charge so I could confess and end the pain. You hear that? See, that's why all you people who support Gina Haspel and her torture program, you say, well, it's worth it. We got to protect our country and we ought to punish those people anyway. Well, a lot of these people never even accused of anything, number one. Number two, he says, I wish they would have accused me of something so I could confess and end it. See, we had people confessing to weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that's how come they used that to go into that phony war in Iraq. It was phony confessions obtained by torture, because people will confess to anything. He said, the worst thing about it is that I wish for death every day and I can't find it. And another official senior security official said on condition of anonymity, reported it to the AP, said Americans use the Emiratis, the UAE people, the United Arab Emirates, they use them as gloves to do their dirty work. They use them as gloves to do their dirty work. Yeah, exactly. They electrocute prisoners' genitals. They hang rocks from their testicles. Guards sexually violated detainees with wooden and steel poles. I don't see anything here about feeding them anally, which is what Gina Haspel does. We still hold the record on enhanced interrogation. And while all this is going on, the U.S. military drops a bomb every 12 minutes. You hear anybody talking about that? These are all the wars that Barack Obama started and George Bush started that Donald Trump is continuing and escalating. A bomb every 12 minutes. And you're paying taxes for that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to take a look at the culture behind all this stuff. The Babylon culture. You know, we had Peter Fonda yesterday, the disgusting things that he was doing and saying on Twitter. And, of course, the silence from Twitter, not taking him down. Remember when they took down Roger Stone? I mean, he didn't say anything, nothing at all, that even came close to this. And it was nothing that was even close to what we've seen liberal commentators use. He wasn't using foul language. They didn't like his political views. And eventually they took down his news source, Stone Cold Truth, that was just reporting articles. And we're going to take a look at what Twitter did not do in response to some of the things that people were saying. But before we do, I just want to give this some perspective here. The Babylon culture that is coming out of Hollywood. There was an interesting article today on the BBC. Why a film called Kaleidoscope was never made by Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah, you've never heard of it? Because it was never made. It was too shocking to be made. Ah, but that was then. This is now. Nothing is too shocking now. Nothing is new, too perverted, too evil for Hollywood to do. They point out, of course, you had Psycho in 1960. Hitchcock, even though that was a big success and totally shocked people at the time, still a very powerful film. He had an even more shocking film planned, reports the BBC, just a few years later, that would have been called Kaleidoscope if he had succeeded. They said, we might currently be celebrating the 50th anniversary of a boundary-pushing, taboo-shattering masterpiece. That's what they love to do. Even if they can make more money doing a family film, they'd rather do something that pushes the boundaries, that shatters the taboos. It was deemed so transgressive that not even Alfred Hitchcock was allowed to make it in Hollywood 50 years ago. But today, oh, today things are different, aren't they? Hitchcock had asked the guy who had written Psycho to do the screenplay. And the novel that was based on his idea. So Hitchcock comes to him with that. And this guy, Robert Block, who had done Psycho, found the material too disturbing in 1964. And when Hitchcock commissioned his old friend Ben Levy to rough out a script in 1966, though, Levy didn't have any qualms about that. His treatment begins with a macabre comment that the Neville Heath story is a gift from heaven. Maybe from hell. He asserts that one of the seduction sequences, quote, should be the most blood-curdling scene ever seen on the screen, and that the police manhunt should be seen more from the angle of the pursued than from the pursuer. See, this is the pattern that we've seen. They reference, so this was years before we had Halloween, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and things like that. What has become standard in the 1970s and so forth? And you go back and you think about all the different series that have come out, the different anti-heroes we've had, you know, Hannibal Lecter and Silence of the Lambs, or all these teen horror flicks of the 1970s and 80s. They gradually moved your perspective from victim to killer. They want you to identify with the killer. Why is it that we have so many attacks on children in schools today, after we've had so many films where teenagers are slashed to bits and you are supposed to identify with that? I mean, that's just one. That is a factor, folks. It's not the only factor. I think the drugs are a bigger factor. I think the isolation of the teenagers and the social media is also a huge factor. There's a lot of different factors that are all coming together, but this is a factor, folks. And then this story, it's on the Daily Mail. The author who wrote a gruesome novel is found guilty of killing and mutilating his fiance. And interestingly enough, he did it exactly like he described in the novel. The son of a California real estate tycoon has been found guilty of the gruesome and brutal murder of his Ukrainian fiance, who had given birth to his daughter just a few weeks before. He is a millionaire property heir. He tortured and mutilated his fiance. Inside his West Hollywood apartment before she died, he drained all the blood from her body, removed her scalp. The autopsy report says parts of the right side of the 30-year-old's face, including her ear, were torn off in the brutal slaying before she died. Now, why is this so interesting, I think? It's because graphic images of the scene were shown to the jury. So they showed pictures of the scene and of the victim to the jury. And they showed the pictures from his graphic novel. And they said, look at this. It's the same thing. You know, we look at the Harvey Weinsteins of Hollywood and so forth. These sick individuals who make movies about their sadistic sexual preferences and so forth and their perverted sex. And then we're surprised when they do this stuff in real life. And then we're surprised when this guy makes a lot of money doing a graphic novel, called it Syndrome. He helped create back in 2010. We're surprised when he actually acts it out, just like Harvey Weinstein acted out his perversions. In this novel, they say a scientist tries to find a way to cure people of evil. But remember a couple of weeks ago, I played you that clip. It was done after the Parkland shooting by Ray Comfort, a Christian film documentary guy. And he went to some high school students in the aftermath of Parkland High School. And he asked them, is what this guy did evil? Is he an evil person? Well, I can't say that he's evil. I don't want to call him evil. You can't call that evil? Oh, okay. Would it be evil if he raped the girl? Oh, yeah, that would be evil. But it's not evil if he shoots the girl and kills her, right? They can't acknowledge that something is evil. They don't believe, really, that it's evil, unless it's some things that the politically correct crowd, the social justice warriors, have hammered into their heads are evil. You know, things like rape or things like being white. That's evil. But other than that, we can't say that there's evil in the world, except in the persona of white-skinned people, because that began with Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground, and then he went into education. And for the last several decades, his agenda has been drilled like propaganda into the minds of our kids from kindergarten through graduate school. One page in this graphic novel displays a woman lying naked on a bed with no head. That's the way that they found his fiance. It begins with a foreword, if you loved hurting things, what would you do? And it ends with an image of a hand dripping blood and the caption, in the end, we all become monsters. Yeah, if we allow the culture of Hollywood to continue to metastasize this evil cancer that we call Hollywood, Prosecutors argued that the 37-year-old had mirrored elements of the novel in this murder and that the book was his blueprint, just like the movies that we watch are the blueprints for the lives that we live in so many cases. And then this story here of Beyoncé's daughter. I was really appalled and moved by this. We're talking about everybody is so upset. And, you know, all these kids are crying for their mommy and so forth. Are they concerned about the fact that Beyoncé's daughter, Blue Ivy, who is 6 years old, she was taken to a concert and up on the big screen are pictures of her mother gyrating virtually naked, simulating sex and everything, and the horrified look on her daughter's face. And she looks at it as you see the innocence being repelled by what her mother is doing on the screen. And as she jumps down and hides her face, she just goes down below the barrier so she doesn't have to see it. See, that's what we're doing to our children. That's what Hollywood is doing to our children. And we keep taking them and showing it to them. And so when you look at all of that stuff, is it any surprise that this evil product of a Hollywood dynasty, Peter Fonda? Look at Peter Fonda. Look at Jane Fonda. You know, I mean, this is what Hollywood produces, folks. That he would come out and say the kinds of things that he did yesterday and then double down on it. You know, he had come back as Donald Trump Jr. hits back on him. Says, you're clearly a sick individual. Yes, he is. He's from Hollywood, folks. He's from Hollywood. And everyone is an internet badass. But rather than attack an 11-year-old like a bully and a coward, why don't you pick on somebody a little bit bigger? And then you have a guy who is a scriptwriter in Hollywood saying, don't worry, we're coming for your daughter, Chloe, next. Your 3-year-old. That's Hollywood for you, folks. That's the background of this gaslight attack. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever, to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got a little bit more to say about Peter Fonda and the Hollywood crowd here, the evil Hollywood crowd that I just said here. We're going to continue with this, but before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a new product that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's called ExtendoWise, and what it is a triple-action heart health fish oil supplement. It helps you to reach optimal exercise potential and support your healthy circulation. And as part of this ExtendoWise formula to help to support your heart health, we have put together some cardio packs, and we have them in three different configurations with three different discounts. The first one, the core cardio pack has ExtendoWise, the new product, along with Real Red Pill. You can get those two together at 15% off. We have another pack, the Cardio Pack Plus. You can get those two plus DNA Force Plus, and so you can get ExtendoWise, the Real Red Pill, and DNA Force Plus for 30% off. And then we have one with four supplements for 45% off. And that's the Ultra Core Cardio Pack with ExtendoWise, the Real Red Pill, DNA Force Plus, and Floor Life Advanced Restoration. Take a look at the new product, ExtendoWise, that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and those three discount packs. We can get combinations with other ingredients here that are going to support your heart health. DNA Force, Floor Life, Advanced Restoration, Real Red Pill, and ExtendoWise. Okay, let's take a look at some of the other things that Peter Fonda did. Of course, attacking President Trump's son, saying people need to kidnap him, put him in a cage, pedophiles, and so forth. And then also coming after others, saying that Homeland Secretary Nielsen, as well as Secretary of the Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, say they should be whipped naked in public, using a very vile word. You know, this is the thing. It's that Hollywood is so disgusting that you have to search the internet to find out what their disgusting slang is about. I remember when they started calling the Tea Party tea baggers. It's like, what the heck are they talking about? And now they're calling these women gashes. And they're proud of the fact that this is a more profane term of a misogynist term that is used out there, this bile, because they use this filthy language so much, like the F word, like Robert De Niro. They use it so much that they got to come up, they got to invent new filthy words and then introduce them to us into the vocabulary and say, yeah, this is a worse word than the other one. And so now I'm going to introduce this word. This is the way these guys roll. Sarah Sanders is a lying blank too. And this is much worse than a blank. We should take her children away and deport her to Arkansas. You know, this is, when I read this kind of stuff like this, when my kids were little, we'd go through and we'd look and see what was on a movie. And if it was an action film, there was a lot of violence, if it wasn't, really like violent porn where they, you know, show heads blowing up in slow motion, that kind of stuff. You know, if it's kind of like, you know, bang, bang, shoot them up and people fall over dead, we'd watch the movies with them. So we'd watch, we'd look at the reviews and see what was in it. And when we started looking at stuff like that, like the violence and sex content, to see if we wanted the kids to be able to watch that with us, or if we wanted to watch it ourselves, I'm not necessarily interested in watching it either. But we would see that some of the people would go through and they'd start tabulating all the different uses of profanity. And if it was a Robert De Niro movie, it wasn't uncommon to have like 200 uses of the F word in a 90-minute movie. This guy doesn't know what else to say. I mean, surely there are writers, script writers for Robert De Niro movies, but he has to go off script because he uses that as a crutch. And you know, when you use it that much, it's not very effective, Robert. It's just kind of disgusting. We get anesthetized to it. That's why you got people like Peter Fonda. They got to continue to come up with new profanities to throw at people. And yet Twitter was silent over this. He's still there. He's still on Twitter. They haven't taken him down. So he can say, we got to rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage of pedophiles, and we should hack this system. We should get the addresses of ICE agents and CBP, Border Patrol agents, and surround their homes and protest and find out where their kids go to school and so forth and so on. This guy is sick, and yet Twitter has nothing to say about that. Isn't that interesting? I guess Jack likes that kind of talk. I guess Jack likes that political agenda. Because it's absolute nonsense, as we told you. This has been going on for a long time. Twitter takes 20 hours to remove another tweet that advocated the murder of ICE agents made by somebody else. It wasn't part of the Hollywood royalty, as Peter Fonda supposedly is, I guess. You know, again, he hasn't had a hit film for 50 years. He got in that film riding on the coattails of his daddy. And he's got a new film that's opening up this week in five theaters. Count them. Five theaters. One handful. Is desperate to get attention for himself. Twitter allowed a tweet from Occupy Wall Street, New York City, that advocated the murder of immigration and customs enforcement agents. They allowed that up for over 20 hours. They only deleted it after Breitbart called them and said, why are you allowing a tweet that advocates the murder of ICE agents? Why are you allowing that to stay up? And take a look at this. It's a little cartoon. It's six panels, and they illustrate this like a cartoon. Number one, if an ICE agent tries to take your child at the border, don't panic. Number two, pull your child away as quickly as possible by force. Number three, gently tell your child to close his or her eyes and ears so they won't witness what you are about to do. Number four, grab the ICE agent from behind and push your knife into his chest with an upward thrust, breaking through his sternum. Number five, reach into his chest and pull out his still beating heart. Number six, hold his bloody heart out for all other agents to see and tell them the same fate awaits them if they F with your child again. Oh, okay. Oh, it's kind of like that guy who wrote the novel about that stuff. And starts out with a picture of a naked woman with her head cut off, and then eventually does that to his fiance. I mean, you know, it's just a fantasy, right? It's just a graphic novel. And you got Occupy Wall Street, New York City, has a graphic novel about how to murder an ICE agent. And no problem with that. No, it's just a graphic novel. It's just for fun, right? All the stuff at Hollywood and all these perverted novels and all these sick individuals, it's just for fun. So they allowed that to stay up there for over 20 hours. And then this one as well. I don't know. This one is still taken down. This is one where I scraped LinkedIn for people that work for ICE. And it's an article that was put up on Medium.com, downloading the profiles of everyone on LinkedIn who works for ICE. Here's how to do it. So they really don't care. But if you're conservative, they will shadow ban you. I was just telling you how they shadow ban my stuff, how they're deleting my tweets without me deleting them. One day I had 20 removed. It's like, really? No, I didn't. Must be Jack doing that. Or some of his little robots, human or otherwise. Sony Pictures came after Peter Fonda. They said his comments are abhorrent, reckless, and dangerous, and we condemn them completely. Ka-ching, ka-ching, come see our movie, please. Yeah, we really don't mean it. Yeah, they're going to have to put people, like I said in the first hour, they're going to have to put people in cages to go to those five theaters where his movie is playing. And if you're in one of those cages, you're going to feel like you're locked in with a pedophile in that theater, because you will be. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we talked yesterday, And I happened after this show. So I didn't talk about it, so I had something to say about it today. Peter Fonda, the silence of Twitter. What Peter Fonda had to say. We've now got Jim Carrey. He's got some artwork out there. Grotesque artwork, because that's the only kind that he ever does. I mean, this guy has basically lost all of his ability to act, and he never had any ability to draw. But it's just very disgusting. It's kind of like a picture of a, you know, when you look at his artwork, and you look at the artwork of some artist, it's like, yeah, this guy's suffering from schizophrenia or something. I mean, there's something definitely mentally wrong with Jim Carrey at this point. This guy is totally sick. Totally sick. So he's now got a grotesque picture of President Trump eating immigrant children. And then you've got Michael Avenatti. The ambulance-chasing porn lawyer is now at the border chasing ambulances with the children who have been separated from their parents who endangered them and violated the law and are being processed for violating the law. And it just continues to go on and on. You know, when we talk about the threats, we were talking earlier about Scott Pruitt. One of the ways that they attack him is like, look at this, he's got bodyguards. Well, yeah, because people, the hatred with the bureaucrats in Washington and the socialists in Washington and the hatred and the evil that comes out of Hollywood, yeah, you should have bodyguards. We had a manhunt yesterday in central Pennsylvania for a man accused of threatening to kill President Trump and other officials. Happens all the time. Or just look what happened with DHS Secretary Nielsen the other day. They chased her out of the restaurant, and it turns out that one of the people chasing her out is a Department of Justice employee, but it gets better. She is also part of the Democratic Socialists of America. And they basically followed her and crashed the meal there and drove her out, as they said. If you see these people in public, you should remind them that they will not have peace. Yeah, there you go. So these hateful, fascist, socialists in Washington and in Hollywood. One of the activists who chased her out of the Mexican restaurant over the immigration policies is a Department of Justice employee. I mean, who would, I just can't believe the Department of Justice would have anybody that opposes Trump administration or would act like this. I just can't believe that there is anybody that wouldn't act like this in the Department of Justice at this point, or the FBI, or the CIA, or the NSA. If I was Scott Pruitt, I would want a phalanx of bodyguards around me all the time, and I would have a cone of silence too that they rigged, that they complained about him having too, because you know these people are doing everything they can to take down Scott Pruitt because he's effective. They hate him as much as they hate President Trump, and so you look at all this hatred there. You have Kim Kardashian, who was able to go to President Trump as a celebrity, you know, use her celebrity status to get this woman who was a nonviolent first-time offender serving a life prison sentence, get her out of jail, talk to him about prison reform. She goes, I want him to succeed. It's crazy that everybody doesn't want to do that. See, if you really wanted to solve these problems, then these celebrities would work with President Trump or these bureaucrats in Washington, but they don't. They don't. They're too far into their agenda. They're too far into the hatred of what they're doing to ever even consider working with President Trump. But then if we go back, and of course we've had a lot of different clips that we've had of the Obama administration. We played one in the first hour that President Trump put up on his Twitter account, a very short version of that. We have some longer versions, but we're going to play those today. But if you go back and look at all the different, as they put it, in this article on Zero Hedge, several inconvenient video clips have cropped up. Several inconvenient truths about where these people are with their hyper-hype hypocrisy that they've been coming out, that they've been pushing this all the time. We got to make it clear, as Hillary Clinton, we played that clip for you yesterday, got to make it clear that just because you get over the border with your kids doesn't mean you get a chance to stay. We can't have this. It's crazy, and so forth. Or as I said many times, Madeleine Albright, who, when I think it was Diane Sawyer, asked her, you know, is it worth it? You killed a 500,000 kids with your sanctions in Iraq. Oh, yeah, it was worth it. We had to do it. It was worth it. Didn't even have the shame. No shame at all with Madeleine Albright. Didn't even have the shame to try to lie about having done that. I mean, at least Gina Haspel lies about the torture, right? Madeleine Albright just owns it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we killed a 500,000 kids. No problem. Yeah, it's worth it. Had to do it. Absolutely amazing. Well, she's going to be getting an award for defending freedom. How's that? How's that for irony? Yeah, Nobel Peace Prize winner President Obama, the only president so far to be at war for his entire 8 years, had at least 7 public wars, not declared wars, but public wars. He got the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, he got that before he did anything, but they were probably giving it to him at the end of his 8 years of eternal war because of who he is and because of who he's with. And now the Atlantic Council, it's a think tank, is going to honor former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and Syrian child activist Baina Alabed and give them freedom awards this week. Because, you know, she killed 500,000 kids and it was worth it. In 2014, Obama had said, don't send the children to the border with smugglers. They'll get sent back. Well, you know, there's other things that can happen to your kids if you send them to the border. And remember everybody going back and forth about the kids, you know, the 12,000, and President Trump and Secretary Nielsen said 10,000 of them are coming across unaccompanied. That's 83%. And 2,000 are coming across with their parents illegally. And so we separate them from their parents when the parents commit a crime, just like if the parents did a bank robbery. But of course, Feinstein's bill would let the parents commit a bank robbery as long as they had the kids with them. Then they get a free get out of jail card because they had kids with them. And that's what Feinstein wants to do at the border. And I told you how back in 2015, we had a Border Patrol agent saying, I'm seeing all these same kids coming over all the time. And almost all these unaccompanied minors are being accompanied by these same kids who are under 18. And he said it's 78%. So he was getting exactly, you know, because, I mean, we're looking at that. That's so close that you're going to get a little bit of variance there when you do these samples there. But about 80% of the kids, you know, 78% in his case and 83% according to the statistics that they put out there now, are people who are being smuggled across or people who are just being sent across on their own. And yet at the time, I was absolutely amazed. At the time, the Washington Post is saying, look at this. These kids are being held for months and their parents don't know that they're in jail in America. And it's like, well, do their parents know that they're cartel members? Do the parents care that their kids are working for MS-13 or the Sinaloa cartel or whatever? Do they care about that at all? See, it's like, it's absolutely amazing. It's like, what planet are these people on? Washington Post. I'm looking at their story and saying, how could you write this? 248 of these have been deported to Mexico after an average stay of 75 days. And they said, sometimes they've been held for months without charges and shelters without their parents' knowledge. But their parents don't know that these guys are hired or conscripted, as this is the Washington Post's own words. They've been hired or conscripted by drug cartels because they knew they would not be prosecuted if caught. And so they went to exploit this loophole. MS-13 has bragged about exploiting the loophole of being underage. And so when you got all these people this week crying crocodile tears for all this stuff, just like Glenn Beck when he went down to the border, and that was at this time, Glenn Beck goes down to the border with teddy bears for these kids who are mules for MS-13 and encouraging these people to come across. So Obama was saying, hey, don't do that. It's very dangerous. And we're trying to get the message out that's very dangerous. But of course, the message that people were getting was that Barack Obama said, we're going to defer action on anybody. So send them on. If you just drop them over the fence at Disney World, it's free rides for the rest of their life. And for you too. They'll be able to eventually get you in. That's why when Drudge had that thing at the top, Obama kept them in cages too, but he also even wrapped them in tinfoil. He had that up at the top of the Drudge Report for a long time yesterday. The photos that they don't want you to see. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some updates to the Inspector General report that have come out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals.
including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Supermail Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We got one more segment in the show, and I want to, a couple more things I want to say about, of child abuse situation. We got a video here of a priest losing his temper and slapping a toddler. And I'm going to tell you how this plays into this discussion of this hypocrisy about protecting children from child abuse in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, we have a new product at InfoWarsStore.com called ExtendoWise. It's a new formula to help you support your heart health. It's a triple action heart health fish oil supplement to help you reach optimal exercise potential and support healthy circulation. And we've got it available by itself or discounted in several different packs. We've got a cardio pack that has ExtendoWise, our new heart health supplement, along with the Real Red Pill. So you can get those two together, 15% off. Or you can combine those two with DNA Force to get the three of them together in that pack. 30% off, or you can get a fourth supplement at 45% off for all four of them. So you can get the Ultra Core Cardio Pack, which has ExtendoWise, the new product, the Real Red Pill, DNA Force Plus, and Floor Life Advanced Restoration. Get all four of those together, 45% off. That's the biggest pack. So we got a two pack, we got a three pack, and we got a four pack. 15% off the two pack, 30% off the three pack, and 45% off the pack of four different supplements. So take a look at our newest product. It's a fish oil supplement along with other things, and it's called ExtendoWise, and we have it available in several different core cardio pack packages there. All right, so we're looking at Nancy Pelosi, and again, she and Hillary Clinton talking about child abuse and so forth, the people who have supported categorically everything that Planned Parenthood does. They run interference for them even when they rip children apart to sell their body parts. They're there. But now they're talking about child abuse. Yes, it is child abuse to drag your child across a dangerous border. That's the way they're characterizing this now. And the Pope also jumped into this. He contacted Reuters and he said he supports recent statements by the U.S. Catholic bishops who called the separation of children from their parents who have committed crimes and who have, in fact, themselves committed child abuse. They called that immoral to separate the children from those parents. And when we look at this, I just want to underscore the hypocrisy of all this with this Pope. Let's run that video. Now, this is a baptism. It's all in Italian. And somebody filmed this on their cell phone. I'm sorry, it's not Italian. It's in French. So this is happening. It's on the local news website of Martinique and Guadeloupe, French territories in the Caribbean. And so this is a baptism here. Let's play. Run the audio. Kid won't stop crying. Okay, we went past the slapping there. But I mean, the kid was, let's run that again. So he's talking to him. He can't get the kid to be quiet. And he just falls off and slaps him hard. You can hear the slap. And the amazing thing is this other woman comes over to take the kid away. And the parents are just kind of standing there even after this priest does this. Which is why I have said from the beginning of this program, you know, the left is using the kids to hold America hostage. It's not the kids who are being held hostage. You are being held hostage for their agendas. And they don't care about protecting the kids. They will keep them in danger. They will keep them in danger with the schools because they will fight everything that does anything to try to keep the kids safe because they want gun control, which is not going to keep the kids safe. They got gun control in Australia. They got gun control in the UK. People are still getting shot. They're getting stabbed. They're getting run down with cars. It's a person thing. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And the people that you let in your country has a big part to play in what your crime rate is. So does what they're taught in the school. So does what they're shown by these perverts in Hollywood like Peter Fonda and the rest of these idiots out there. Because it's not just him. It's Nancy Sinatra, a bunch of washed up celebrities. I guess they've got nothing to do but hang out on Twitter all the time, egging him on, telling him to do stuff. But here's the Pope. And it's like, you know what, Pope? Heal yourself, physician. You got a lot of problems in your institution, your organization. When he started, he told that one reporter, yeah, I don't think the pedophile problem is so big. It's only about a 2% of the priests here. You know, well, that's about 8,000 priests, and he hasn't gotten rid of them. And he's got the guy that was number three in charge of his bank standing trial now in Australia for pedophile charges down there because they finally got rid of the statute of limitations. He needs to clean up. He needs to get rid of this guy that just slapped that toddler because the toddler was screaming. And I can't believe that when I look at that. Like I said earlier, if that happened, my wife was holding that, I would have to, if I didn't grab that kid away, I'd probably have to grab the kid away, then I'd have to pull my wife off of that priest because she'd be clawing his eyes out if he did that to our kid. When we look at what's going on in Washington, it is no surprise the hatred, the vitriol that we see poured out against Sarah Huckabee Sanders, against DHS Secretary Nielsen and so forth, against President Trump, against Scott Pruitt, as we've been saying. We look at all this stuff, the bias, the hatred that's there. Let's take a look at the Inspector General report, because that's really where you can see the stuff has been building for a long time. We have a report from Fox News talking about what they believe is the overlooked bombshell of this. They said, well, one of the things that's really big is the fact that, you know, we had that paragraph that was taken out. And that paragraph said two things. Number one, it said that Hillary Clinton recklessly exposed and compromised above top secret information by emailing President Trump when she was in foreign territory. So he goes, that's a big deal. That means that foreign agents got above top secret stuff because of Hillary Clinton emailing President Obama when she was in foreign territory. And we talked about it the other day. I said, yeah, well, you know, look at the way that Comey covered for him. The obstruction of justice, because that's a crime, folks. That was a crime committed by Hillary Clinton and also by Obama. And Obama lied about it. He said, I didn't know anything about that until I found out about it in the news media. No, he was getting the emails from her when she was in foreign territory and it was being compromised. And so Comey covered up for that. He said, first he wrote that up. And we learned about that from the Inspector General's report. Then they changed it from she emailed President Obama to she compromised national security by emailing a top senior government official while in foreign territory. Then they just struck the whole paragraph. And that came out in the Inspector General report. But let's play what Senator Hatch had to say about this, because he made some connections about this Inspector General report and the corruption, and he really addressed Christopher Wray, the current director of the FBI. This is Senator Orrin Hatch.
Senator Hatch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Listen to these findings from the Inspector General's report on the handling of the Clinton email investigation. Error of judgment. Serious error of judgment. Extremely poor judgment. And a gross lack of professionalism. Now, these are conclusions that were drawn, respectively, about the conduct of former Attorney General of the United States, the former Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and FBI special agents assigned to one of the highest profile investigations in the Bureau's history. In my opinion, this is appalling. And the significance of these findings cannot be overstated. The report identifies missteps at every level of the Department of Justice, from our nation's chief federal law enforcement officer to special agents in the field. Director Wray, I have to say that I was disappointed by your response last week to the Inspector General report. And while you admitted that the report found errors of judgment, you took pains to emphasize that the report focused on, quote, a small number of FBI employees, unquote. Well, let's remember who that small number of employees was. The director of the FBI, the deputy director of the FBI, the leader of both the Clinton email investigation and the Russia investigation. These were not junior field agents. These were senior agency officials.
Yeah, let's hold it right there. I want to say something about that. He really got to the point. You see how Christopher Wray is prevaricating? First of all, they're not felonies. They're just errors. Mistakes were made. Okay, yeah, we made some mistakes, and it's just a few people at the FBI. And Orrin Hatch called him out on that and said, yeah, but this was like 100% of the people involved in these investigations, and it's the people at the highest level of the FBI. And so he goes on to say in this clip, he says, well, if this is the case with this investigation, that virtually everybody that was involved in it, especially the people at the very top of the FBI that were involved in this very serious investigation, if they were corrupt and involved in this, what is happening with other investigations that we don't know about? Well, I'll tell you what's happening in other investigations, because I have looked at other cases that haven't involved the president. I looked at the Bundy trial, looked at the trial of Ross Ulbricht, and I can tell you there were criminal agents who stole, who ran, committed crimes themselves, who were ultimately kicked out. But they were rigging the investigation, and those things, same thing was happening there. Yeah, it wasn't the president, and these weren't the people at the top of the organization. They were at the other end of the organization. It's corrupt from top to bottom. Thanks for joining us. That's our program today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler's Stew,
homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.